VOA News, I'm Steve Norman. Asked by reporters if Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi is dead, President Trump responded, it looks like that's the case, and it's very sad. Turkish allegations are that Saudis killed agents, killed Khashoggi inside Riyadh consulate in Istanbul because the journalist has been critical of the Saudi Crown Prince. Secretary Pompeo spoke after meeting with Saudi leaders.
We made them understand the Turkish Khashoggi. They also assured that they will complete thorough investigation of us.
Time, U.S. Secretary is talking about the next step to the business with the Canada. Russian and Turkish sides are engaging more time will be given to implement the agreement. He welcomes having by for diplomacy. Says likely fires may go back to the situation that could trigger war. At least, Bill is major backups. It heats on through for guns of a tough saying about a number of them were hurt across the field. President Singh said, they're a rough engaged. President Nicole Russell will have been trying to work with the U.S. as we saw a gunny at the White House. China's economic growth slowed further in the latest quarter, and it challenged its communist leaders as they fight a tariff battle with Washington. Forecasters expecting China's economy to cool after major tightened credit control last year to remain in the debt boom, but the slowdown has been more abrupt than expected, prompting Chinese leaders to encourage banks to lend. China's leaders expressed confidence in the $12 trillion a year economy can survive the conflict with President Trump, but export industries have begun to suffer from American tariffs hiked up to 20% on Chinese goods. If you have news at website, you can find us at voanews.com. I'm Stephen, VOA News.
Of America. I'm James Buck in Washington. Today is Friday, October 18th, and here are some of the stories we are covering. Liberals protested Thursday and justice for alleged rape victim at a school for at Rutgers.
We are solidarity with the survivors. We are sorry about the well-being. We appreciate every mention at the governor of Liberia to us and share the well-being of these girls.
One participant at yesterday's market is of official refused actions of corruption. He would lead 20 initiatives to power from with Zimbabwe Constitutional Court over to the country's public order and secondly act with frustration.
Amnesty International believes that this landmark decision by the Constitutional Court is a welcome step which will hope opens a new chapter for human rights in Liberia.
Rabbi Shivan Booth, Amnesty International's fan for Southern Africa, and Bobby Wanters, Bobby Frontley, and the Consign for Rosa, the Jewish Tabai, Mother of the Nanofin, for those of the Bosnian and the Democrats. The report to Jesus, the Fifth in the Cabin of Via, the Antistate for Europe, where allegedly retired the Mi Academy, a charity school in Liberia's capital, Monrovia. A video documentary produced by the US based ProPublica in the NOM newsroom revealed that girls were raped by the institution's co founder, Mackintosh Johnson, who is now deceased. Moses Gazia reports from Monrovia.
The protesters, mostly women from more than 26 different civil society organizations led by the Liberia Feminist Forum, were dressed in black, which they said signifies a bad day for Liberian girls. They braved the morning rainfall and marched through the streets of the Liberian capital, Monrovia. They do the protest of Protected, which is part of the public documentary of what is considered here as the solemn case in Liberia. Most of the women spoke to have a college for the issues. This web is cool or
stage action. More young girls were raped, victimized, and they are being interviewed. These girls are horrible. And this all means for most of them in the sex work again. What happens to our society?
Most women were dressed in black with their uniform. In the protest in Liberia, South Africa. The protest presented to legislate ministries of gender and social action, justice, education. They also presented to the United Nations worldwide to prevent the Liberian groups with the effect of the protest required our members to be taken to the VOAs because they should protect their children from age. They are supposed to be held the protest. Petition for George Washington, you are the protest president of the United States.
The Move Democratic GMC has maintained that the 7th petition to violence and shooting of the of Asian Africans is open to all UA visionary is
shared.
And also to the
I'm going to go to the next one.
Is this how you are sarcast? You are dealing with a problem that you're
is not those who have access to power also have access to the process. It is about stealing public finances. And many times, actually, it's the people in power who have access. Would you deny that actually government officials in South Sudan have stolen money that belongs to the public?
What I'm saying, I'm just reiterating the position of our government. Yeah. I think you remember in 2011, our president came out and said that because of the weak institutions, there were money were not accounted for. But that doesn't mean that there are individuals to be targeted that have stolen money.
Yeah.
You know, when before him, we became independent, after now, we have very weak institutions.
Yes.
So we don't even, if you have the states, there are states where people are being paid in cash, so there are no bank system.
Yes.
Our banking system is the Kenyan banks, and then they are not in everywhere. We find them in Juba. So the modern way of doing business is not yet...
Which can facilitate corruption.
Yes.
In essence, stealing of government.
But when people talk about the stealing, different issue. Because when you said about stealing, it means that somebody taking a large chunk of money for his private use. That one has to be proven.
There is evidence that money has been taken, in fact, sometimes directly from South Sudan to banks in Kenya and Uganda. Money has been invested in houses in Uganda, in Kenya, Ethiopia, and many times by very high-ranking officials in the government, and even men who are in the position. So these people know exactly where they live.
I think I would not talk on behalf of KCB, the Kenyan business.
Yeah.
They can't for themselves. There's something like that. But if it comes to properties, okay, who are the properties? They look at the inner project. Last day they report the director has a house in Kenya. I didn't have a house, it was only renting, which that information is wrong. They also alleged that our president doesn't have a house in Kenya, he was also renting from somebody. So the problem with that, okay, there are two ways of proving corruption. Either you prove it in banks or the properties in Kenya.
Ambassador Gordon Boy is the head of China's Sudan in Washington. Spoke with Indian Korea of US Africa 54 television program. As urbanization sweeps across Africa, more and more ambitious African women are entering the energy sector, but they face metallurgy, discrimination, sorry, and healthy old models and colleagues. US founded program for Africa Young Africans Initiative have brought 30 students this team more made it in harsh environment. It's a report from Johannesburg.
Increase African population. And to bring things to help them get skills to succeed in countries male dominated industries.
Leadership, the renewable energy, and the role of women in participation in renewable energy and energy sector.
23-year-old Iman Akfaro is in the toughest settings. Mogadishu, Somalia's unstable, violent capital, long under siege by the terrorist Al-Shabaab group, which pushes harsh misogyny. But far as the Somali's lack of infrastructure also makes it a great place to sell solar energy at the all-female funded company she manages.
We give affordable, upgrade solar solutions in open areas and small places.
Harry Mbele, partnership alumni manager, Young Africa Leaders Initiative in South Africa.
Women have to be integral in the development of Africa. It cannot happen without women. That's something we need to be very clear about.
Lisa, senior technician with Russian disability, so wants to learn how to change the world for her daughter.
We'll be glad about this. About Africa in particular, it's really being to be aware that it's a woman empowering the relative attitude of entrepreneurship, empowering the whole world and the whole nation. It's making the future bright for everyone.
It's hard work. It's necessary to meet the challenge. Anita Pelley, Johannesburg.
Ethiopian born in British Sugar and Silver Bowl is providing a sustainable economic environment for the continent with its new bits, with locations viewed also over Europe, for its EOA and development for such to reach the best of future goals.
On the qualifiers in March, Uganda top group L with 10 points and will qualify if they are not beaten by an inconsistent Verdi in their next encounter. Ethiopia will face Ghana in Addis Ababa in November, with the outcome of that game going a long way to decide the top two. away from the men's qualifiers now to the women's game, where Kenya has replaced Equatorial Guinea for the final tournament of the CAF Women's African Cup of Nations Ghana 2018 after the protest against Equatorial Guinea was upheld by the CAF disciplinary board. In their initial letter, Kenya was protesting the eligibility of six players. However, they only maintained their protest regarding one player, Anete Jackie Mesomo. The player in question was allegedly of Cameroonian nationality and had played for several European-based clubs. And finally, Egypt's futsal youth team made history on Thursday after winning the bronze medal at the ongoing Youth Olympic Games in Buenos Aires, Argentina, after defeating the host 5-4 in the game for third place. And that's it for Daybreak Africa Sports. I am Samson Omale in Abuja, Nigeria. It's back to you, James, in Washington.
Thank you, Samson. Have a good weekend. And that's it for this Friday, October 19th edition of Daybreak Africa. We thank you for spending this week with us. On behalf of the Daybreak Africa team, I'm James Botti in Washington, wishing you in Africa a very good weekend.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of VOA's Encounter. The race is on. A preview of the 2018 U.S. midterm elections. What's at stake for the country as energized Democrats try to win enough seats to control the House of Representatives? We discuss it all with our veteran political analysts, John Fortier and Jim Kessler. An update on U.S. politics this Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America. Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of VOA's Press Conference USA. Can Republicans hang on to control of Congress on this second of a two-part series regarding what's at stake in the 2018 midterm elections? I talk with Tim Chapman, Executive Director of Heritage Action for America, about prospects for Republicans. That's Press Conference USA this Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.